Page 142. Read. The History of Money.
When did it all start? Between 11,000 and 6,000 years ago, no one is completely sure when, people started exchanging cows, sheep, camels, and crops to get the things they needed. This is called bartering. People barter one thing for another thing. Here's how it worked in the beginning.
Hi, I need some flour to make bread. You have wheat.
What can we exchange?
Well, I have cows. How about I give you a cow for a field of wheat?
It's a deal.
From shells and feathers to coins. Around 3,000 years ago, people decided that shells were a good form of money. But why? The answer is simple. Shells are beautiful. They're hard, and they don't break easily, so they last a long time. You can't find shells everywhere, and that makes them precious. So shells became valuable. If people wanted something, they would give shells for it. Other people did the same thing with feathers. Next, about 200 years later, the first coin was invented in China. The coins were made out of metal. Nowadays, we have small round coins, but back then they were made into different shapes in different countries. Later, people used precious metals, like gold and silver, to make coins. In Lydia, which is now part of the country we call Turkey, a mixture of silver and gold was used to make coins. But guess what? Coins are heavy. If you had a lot of coins in your pocket all the time, they would make a hole. Printed money and paper money. About 1,200 years ago, the Chinese started to print money. But it wasn't paper money. They used leather from animals' skins. It wasn't until the 7th century that they decided to use paper. At last, the world had its first paper currency. Paper is light and easy to carry. If you had paper money, you wouldn't need so many coins. Strangely enough, it took many more centuries for other countries around the world to start using paper money. One of the problems with paper money was that it was easy to copy. Early banknotes, or bills, were printed in black and white. People who could draw well could easily copy them. Now bills are colorful. They have complicated designs, which are often pictures or portraits of people, and metal threads, long thin lines that go across the bill. That makes them very difficult for anyone to copy.
Hey, how much are your peaches?
They're one piece of paper.
What? That's great!
Invisible money. We still have paper money and coins, but now we also pay for things electronically. Many people do their shopping online because now you can buy almost anything you want on the internet. To spend money electronically, we can use cell phones and plastic cards such as credit and debit cards. Using one of these ways tells the bank to pay another person, store, or restaurant for goods or services. We can borrow money from the bank this way too. The bank lends us money for a certain amount of time, and we pay back what we owe them later. Maybe one day we won't need coins and bills at all.